Mr. President, India thanks the delegation of the Czech Republic for the presentation of its national report. We acknowledge with satisfaction the ratification of several instruments, including on the protection of the rights of the child and the introduction of measures such as the 2014 Social Inclusion Strategy aimed at financially supporting families with children, hence contributing to reducing poverty. The Czech Republic had made commitments at the previous UPR to further develop measures towards combating discrimination. We commend initiatives to combat discrimination against women and sexual exploitation of children and to enhance women's participation in political and public life. We also recognize institutional changes in relation to the equality of treatment. It is encouraging to note that the Czech Republic has adopted specific measures under the Roma Integration Strategy 2015 to 2020 to bridge gaps between the Roma people and the rest of the society in terms of education, employment, housing, health, and social welfare. We, however, remain concerned at the enforcement of legislation, in particular regarding discrimination and difficulties faced by the Roma community in different sectors. We recommend intensified efforts on social inclusion and protection of the rights of the vulnerable groups, in particular to provide equal access to the Roma community in employment, education, housing, and social care. We also recommend establishment of a national human rights institution in the Czech Republic in line with the Paris principles. We wish the delegation of the Czech Republic all success in its future endeavors. Thank you, Mr. President.